Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Simpson College softball coach Brent Mathias about his team's upcoming trip to Cuba. Simpson softball is taking a trip here coming soon. Tell us a little bit about that.
We have the opportunity to travel internationally, and we're going to go to Cuba December 14th and play some softball and do some fun things while we're there, and we'll return right before Christmas on December 21st.
Why did you choose Cuba? I mean, normally you hear of softball teams going to Florida or Arizona. Why Cuba?
Yeah, we'll still have our spring trip to Florida, but once every 3 years, the NCAA allows a team to travel internationally. And some teams have gone in the summer to Italy or Germany to play games. And we thought, well, let's go somewhere in the winter over break, and let's go somewhere warm. And so then as we were looking into it, Cuba really popped up as something that, from a cultural immersion standpoint, that we could learn a lot about the Cuban culture and go to a country that has a lot of history and that no one on our staff or roster have been to.
I know there's going to be some softball played there as well, but it's almost a lot more than just the softball. What else is the team going to be doing? Yeah.
Absolutely. Our three goals for the trip are cultural immersion, as I mentioned. The second thing is service. We've got a day of service that we'll be giving back and helping the community in Havana out. And then the third thing is team building. Seeing different things. You know, we're going to Ernest Hemingway's house and museum, and a lot of our players. Ernest Hemingway, who? The author. You know, so some of those things that we're learning about the culture and learning about ourselves as we prepare to travel. The softball is just the frosting to the cake, of course. It will be, the forecast is typically 84 degrees and sunny skies, but getting out, playing a little softball, but the three things, cultural immersion, service, and team building are the real focus.
I know you've seen plenty of trips down to Florida, the normal trips, and you see the team building, that chemistry that brings from those trips. I'm assuming you're kind of banking on this to provide even more of that.
Yes, we hope that it really does a great job with building that the team feel, and you know, we always call it the family. There's a different aspect of going to a country outside of our borders, and you know, everything from do you have your passports, your visas, do you have okay, now we're exchanging money, all these things that. You know, we're growing, we're adulting, and if we can do this in a atmosphere as team travels, maybe someday they'll be, hopefully want to travel to other places and locations throughout the world.
Talk about the planning for this trip. It started just over a year ago at this point, and some of the effort that the girls put in to be able to go on this trip.
Absolutely, Andrew. All the girls decided that if we did this, that they would raise their own money. They wouldn't take anything away from the program per se or the fundraising we do for our regular season. So all of the ladies decided that and came up with their own money, paid for it. We're taking 35 players, a travel party of about 90 with parents, family, and friends. And so they're really excited about it. And you know, as the old adage is, skin in the game, and they put all of it in because they really want to do something like this and have something memorable that they can leave Simpson with.
What are you going to use for this trip to kind of build on in the future? Hey, we're the program that went to Cuba. We're the program that did this. How are you going to draw from this for the future?
I think most coaches want to build more than just the X's and O's or the strategy of a ball game and what they do on the field. And I really think this is kind of the Division III mentality, that it's more than just a game. What can we learn off of the field, or what can we learn using the game, and this time the game of softball, to help grow our players? And I think that's the goal here is, you know, yes, we went to Cuba, and man, if it worked, could we go again in another 3 years or whatever it might be? But having that opportunity to grow players as people first, and using softball as a backdrop is an awesome thing.
Well, aside from the cultural exchange, what do you hope from a softball perspective that they gain from this?
Yeah, absolutely. We hope that they get a little, extra experience of relays, cuts, playing the game, repetition, and playing against the Cuban junior national team will be exciting for our girls and something they will always remember.
All right, one final time, Simpson College softball team taking a little trip. Just review everything that's going on.
Yes, the Simpson softball team traveling to Cuba December 14th through the 21st. We'll get back the morning of the 22nd. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to learn about their culture, but it's about cultural immersion, service, and team building. And yes, softball hopefully is just the frosting to the cake.
Thanks to Simpson softball coach Brent Mathias for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.